Thank you. Welcome to today's Encore, Monday. And it is our Encore day, Mondays and Fridays. That's when we kind of roll out some stuff from last year. We go back a year. We don't go back much further than that because I kind of like to know. It just puts us at a place in time. Ah, this is what we were doing last year, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, so today's show comes to us from July the 30th of last year. Pilot Art Griego is giving a flying lesson when the plane runs out of fuel. Plus, R.C. Collins is having a contest, win a date with R.C. So R.C. made a few...
R.C. was on the show briefly, yes, very briefly, during the summer last.
Last summer was fun. It had the Tour de France and Olympics and everything. This summer stinks.
This summer does kind of suck. I don't know. I ain't having a great summer, but I'm not gonna lay that on you. I don't want you people to start thinking that you have to, you know, worry about me. I'm fine. I'm you people. I didn't mean to call you people. I'm fine. I'll be fine. It's just that this summer blows. It blows pretty much every chipmunk that ever made a home in yon tree.
All right, yeah.
Phil's laughing at himself.
Yes, I am. All right, let's listen to this. The Phil Henry Show with pilot Art Griego from last year with a flying lesson on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California with me, General Galen Shaw. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Phil Henry.
All right, man, we got Art Griego.
Oh, we haven't heard from Art in a while.
Yeah, he called this afternoon, Bud.
Yeah, Art called in this afternoon and wanted to just check in with us because... apparently, he had a close call out at Blaisfield, which is the airport. The Blaisfield's next to...
It's next to Santa Monica Airport. Hey, Art, it's General Shaw. How you doing?
Hey, General Shaw. Everybody, how are you? It was a close call.
Art, we understand. Yes, you did have a close call. Did you have a student in the plane?
We did. I had a student, we had the Piper Cub, which is generally the training plane that we use, and we were making approach to Blaisfield. We were coming in from the east, just over Santa Monica Airport. Next time...
Wait, hold on for a minute. What is that? What are you doing, Art?
What am I doing? You talking about my breathing?
Yes, it sounds like there's almost a snore.
Okay, that's... hold on for a minute. Just turn right here. Yeah. I'm in the car right now with Daisy Brown, Phil. You remember her from the maintenance shed?
Yeah, please give her our best.
Phil Henry says, you know, how you doing? You know, he's giving his best.
Uh-huh.
So we're just going over. We're going to go over here and get a sandwich. But it was a close call this afternoon. What happened was we had a flag over the...
Wait, hold on for a minute.
We're hearing you, like, having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing this. All right, if you can hear me, you're doing this. You're going, like that?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I've had allergies, you know, and I went to the doctor. It's a method that the doctor gave me to clear out my airways, Phil, that's all.
Okay, as long as you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Anyway, we went over here to... We came in east over Blaisfield, and I had a student pilot with me. And suddenly it sounded as if we didn't have any, it sounded like we didn't have any propulsion. And so as we went east, out over the...
Wait, well, hold on for a minute. This is very distracting.
It's very distracting what you're doing, Art. It sounds, it's audible. Are you supposed to be doing that?
You're talking about what?
We're talking about the way that you're breathing, man.
Yeah, you go like this, you go...
No, you guys have already told me that. What are you saying? It's that distracting?
Yes, it's very evident that you're... It sounds as if you're having a hard time breathing. Is that it?
No. What happened was I went to the allergist, Dick Bernice, okay?
Okay.
And he was going to give me another allergy test, which is just a series of shots, to find out what was wrong. And I said, what is happening with me is I'm having a hard time not coughing or sneezing through the day. I'm generally doing a lot of sneezing. He said, what's happening is there's lots of foreign matter that is collecting.
Oh, my God. That sounds very distressing.
What do you mean distressing? Dr. Bernil told me that this was a way... I'm a little bit confused.
Art, the way you're doing it, every few words you're going like that.
Yes, what I'm doing... You're listening to what I'm saying, right?
We're hearing what you're saying, Art, if I may just
anticipate. You're saying this kind of breathing you're doing clears the airways.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it does. Since I started breathing this way, I have not had any problem sneezing.
Yeah, the problem is it's scaring everybody. It scares me.
What are you talking? What's he talking about, Phil?
Well, are you sure it scares you, bud? Well, it does. He's going, hey, it sounds like a monster.
Crawl the hell up, okay?
Wait a minute, Art. Wait a minute. He may be exaggerating a little bit.
No, I'm not exaggerating. It sounds like going, hey, you know?
What I'm doing, bud, I'm trying to clear the airway out of the foreign particles.
Yes, we understand the foreign particles in your throat, and by inhaling that way, are you inhaling?
Sometimes I'm inhaling, and sometimes I'm not, and sometimes I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here. I'm just talking to you.
Wait a minute. When you make that noise, it sounds like an inhalation. Is that what's happening?
No, yes, sometimes.
Well, what about the other times?
Sometimes I'm exhaling.
And sometimes you're not doing either.
Sometimes I'm not doing either. Yay! So what I'm saying to you is...
Yeah, but okay, so what did you do just then? Inhale, exhale, or what?
That was simply me clearing the airways. I wasn't inhaling or exhaling.
So you just went like this. You went... For what reason?
What? Boy, did you sound like some kind of a fucking retard.
Hey, man, watch the language, okay? And watch the references.
I apologize, Phil. It's been a very, very tough day, okay? I almost died today.
All right, we're awfully sorry, Art. My understanding is you guys ran out of fuel over Blaisfield and had to make an emergency landing.
And we had to make the emergency landing. The student pilot had to make the landing. I could not take a hold of the yoke because I had reached down to adjust myself, and one of my cuffs caught inside the zipper there on the fence. And so I was not able to take the yoke with both hands. So I had to talk to a student, and I want to right now say her name was Darlene Burns, and she did a great job.
Your student is Darlene Burns, who took over the plane.
Well, she had it, but we were running out of fuel, and I said, you're going to have to, we're going to have to glide a little bit to get to the runway, to the end of the runway, and I attempted to take the yoke, and I realized that the fabric of my shirt was caught on the zipper to the pants.
What? What are you doing?
Well, what I was doing, and I can tell you right now, Mr. Henry, if I get any pushback here, I'm going to lose it, okay? What I was doing is my fly was halfway down. There, get your laughs out. Anybody want to laugh?
We're not laughing at all. We are not laughing, Art. We're listening.
Yeah, what about Dickman?
I'm not laughing. I'm listening, too.
All right, so I had tried to elevate the zipper. And the process, the fabric of the shirt was caught. I couldn't raise two hands to the yoke. So I tried it. I eventually had to just tell Darlene what to do, and she was able to bring it in.
All right, that is an outstanding, outstanding piece of flying that she did. Good for you as the teacher. All's well that ends well. No injuries, nothing, right?
No injuries, nothing. We were able to bring it in, Darlene. You have my utmost gratitude. What I wound up doing is I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to strip the shirt off. But by the time I started to take my shirt off, she seemed to have it well in hand and said, don't worry about it, you know, and was able to land the aircraft.
All right, there's two things happening here, Art. One is this terrible, terrible emergency you had this afternoon at Blaisfield, that this young pilot, how old is Darlene?
Darlene was 19 years old.
She was 19. 19, God.
19, gosh, wow.
Hey, listen, Art, I'm listening to your crap.
Well, Phil, I'm sitting here trying to tell you a story, and I'm trying to clear out my airways of the pollutants that are here, and I'm trying to tell you about this heroic job, and as soon as I tell you how old the pilot was, you're going, 19? I just think that you're I don't know what you're doing.
Why? Because I'm giving her a lot of kudos? Because I'm saying, wow, at that age? Because she's a student pilot?
No, it was just the way you said it. You thought, 19? And that's the other thing, because I'm trying to clear out my airways the best way I know how, all you people know how to do is give me shit! And I had a very tough day to...
Okay, let's make that guest number... What do you think? That's about the 10th? About the 10th guest to absolutely lose it on the air because we are listening to... That was an unbelievable story in the literal sense. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, I did check out because I talked to Darlene.
You did?
Yeah, she's 19 years old. She's a student at Pierce College, and she was taking a student lesson. And she said Mr. Griego suddenly was not able to use, one of his hands was caught. She said he started to take his shirt off, and that's when I was able to land it.
Why do I think this is bullshit?
That sounds fishy to me. I'm telling you, that's what she said.
And what's this stuff about him not being able to breathe?
He apparently, I don't know, what we heard was, it's this guy, Dick Berneil, this doctor. He's an allergist. Have you been to him? Yeah, I've been to him. A lot of people think he's really far out and way out there.
He is a bit eccentric, but he does get results. And his recommendation is if you have any sort of foreign matter collecting in the throat, in the lungs, etc., to just blast it out of there with a sort of inhalation.
Well, then why didn't you know about this?
I was looking it up, Phil, while we were talking to him on the show. No, I did not know a lot about Dick Berneil. I've heard about him, but I didn't quite know the specifics of this until we heard Art doing this.
Yeah, I got him right here.
Okay, now, bud, don't go have a big, long conversation.
Okay, wait a minute, wait. Art, yeah. You can't, no, you're not going to get back on the air. Mr. Henry will never allow it. He'll never allow it. Here he is. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
I'm putting him back on the air, right?
I don't want him back on the air.
I want to apologize, but the other thing I want to just say is, you don't understand the day that I had.
I understand the day you had perfectly, man. You almost died, you know, or at least you thought you were going to die. Sounds to me like your student pilot had it well in hand.
Yeah, she did. And in the meantime, I'm trying to help myself with the breathing exercises that Dr. Berneil gave me, and all I'm getting from you people is static.
Okay, well, that does not excuse you screaming. You screamed like a madman into the phone there, Art. We got about 19 different guests on the show doing the same thing. We don't need you doing it.
Okay, but...
Art, you know, you got to either keep it together or get lost and don't be on the show.
Excuse me, is that your call?
It's my call, and I agree 100% with that. Either pull it together or don't be on the show anymore.
You haven't had me on this show in months. In fact, it used to be, Phil, I was on a lot. Now, I'm hardly on at all.
Yeah, no wonder you sitting there sound like the thing from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, I sound like the thing from the Black Lagoon, do I? And what does that sound like?
Exactly what you're doing.
Art, it's really distracting and disquieting to hear you doing that. And while it may be helping you in terms of your allergies, having you on the show as a guest, it's crazy because every other word we're hearing, you know, this, or whatever the hell it is you're doing.
I'm not. I don't sound like that.
Yes, you do, Art. You go, or something like that. It's disgusting.
I swear to God, Art, we wouldn't lie to you.
Well, you know, no, I know you're not lying to me. Look at this. Now I got a hair in my nose that's bugging me. I know you're not lying to me, but I'm telling you that this guy, Dr. Berneil, saved my life. He saved my bacon with these exercises. Yeah, with exercise like that, see? So I don't know what your problem is.
My problem, first of all, is you screaming into the phone. I wouldn't mind the breathing. None of that. You screaming into the phone and telling me what a bad day you had. I had a bad day, too. Understand?
Well, you're yelling at me.
That's right. I get to yell at you. I'm the host of the show. You don't like it? Hang up.
You know, you haven't had me on your program in months and months and months and months. Meanwhile, I hear all these other dimwits like that Bobby Dooley and that other guy. I heard that Jack Armstrong who can barely utter an English sentence. And you tell me that guy comes from America? I don't believe it at all.
He comes from North Dakota.
Like I said, he doesn't come from America. That's a joke. Fuck this, okay? You know, and you can't...
A mental case.
And now, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. From the El Pacifico in Southern California, here is Phil Henry.
Thanks a lot, Margaret. And R.C. Collins joining us. You know, been a long time since we had R.C. on the show, but by God, he's back with us. And one of the great things about R.C. being on the show with us now is that, R.C., you're a successful businessman. You've got a piece of your father's bottling plant. And I'm so tempted to ask you how much you're making a year.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you this much. I'm not able to divulge it, but it's a very healthy 8 figures a year. No, not what I'm making, but what the bottling plant makes.
I'm tempted to know what you're making, but I know you won't tell me that.
I've got a non-disclosure agreement with Father, but I can assure you I'm making a very handsome salary. Very handsome indeed.
You're sounding like you think you're a big and everything. You gonna still hang out with me and stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to still hang out with you as long as you're not sitting here trying to break the ball, the single ball, as you like to say it.
All right, let's get off that kick because I know you have some kind of a contest.
Well, yeah, I mean, the contest that we're now, you know, I don't mean to yell at you, bud, but giving me a hard time about the singular.
I'm not breaking your ball. Well, there, I just said it.
Yeah, see, do you see?
Wait, what's the contest?
All right, we are having a contest here at the Collins Bottling Plant. You can win a date with R.C. Collins, and you can win a date, and we'll go out on a date and everything. And maybe you could be the prospective new wife of R.C. Collins.
All right, so you're having a dating contest, and the prize is you.
That's right, Ms. Gray, and before you make fun of that, as I said, Father's, the plant, of which I'm now a partner, makes a very healthy seven or eight.
You don't even know how much money your plant makes.
Yes, I do. It makes a very healthy 8 or 7 figures a year. It fluctuates.
Is business good?
Yes, sir, it's very good. Who doesn't drink Sony Pop? Everybody does. And so that's, it's like owning a liquor store or something. Who doesn't drink them some booze? Well, same thing with Sony Pop.
Now, let's ask a question at this juncture, R.C., because it does irritate me a bit. Are you saying Sony Pop on purpose, or are you doing that for effect?
I'm doing it for effect.
Oh, so you want everybody to think you're some kind of a regular guy, huh?
I want people to think that I'm a working-class white. Not just that I'm white, but I'm a member of the working class. People are going to know I'm white. So you just say, R.C. Collins, a regular working class white man.
That's great. On this program, though, we could just refer to you as working class.
Well, Mr. Henry...
On this program, we'll just refer to you as working class because we are egalitarian here. Do you know what that means? Okay, it means that we respect and recognize and encourage and a campaign for the rights and for the happiness of all people. Dig it?
What?
All right, never mind. So I agree with Mr. Henry, although I don't know what egalitarian?
Egalitarian.
What it mean?
Well, then maybe you ought to look it up.
Maybe you ought to look it up too, kid.
Hey, what is this anyway? I came out here with good intentions to have a contest.
All right, we're going to have your contest. I just want to get some things out of the way first. So, Margaret, you had a question?
Yes, I did. R.C., so the prize is you, and the girls are in this contest to win a date with R.C. Collins with the possibility of having a second date until they become your wife. Is that it?
Exactly. Exactamundo, Ms. Gray. And I don't mean to be all cutesy poo with Exactamundo, but I'm trying to pump some excitement into this thing since I come up with the idea a week ago Tuesday. Because so far, it's just been flatlining. And I figured I'd get on Mr. Henry's show and maybe get some life into it.
Well, what happened, man? Why is it flatlining?
Well, I made the announcement in the company newsletter, and I went on a local talk show up here in the Bay Area, the Bob Cranston Show, and he comes on at like 1 to 4 a.m., and
are you kidding me or something, man? 1 to 4 a.m., nobody going to hear that.
Well, I tried. I tried with everything that I had. And so I thought my last-ditch effort was to get on your show.
Oh, well, I'm so glad we're here as a last-ditch effort.
Oh, don't get your underwear all bunched up the crack, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to do you a solid.
Hold on for a minute here, man. If anybody's doing anybody a solid on this show, oh, man.
Look, it's all about winning a date with R.C. Collins.
All right, what are the criteria?
Do what?
What do you gotta do to win a date with you?
Oh. All right, young ladies, age 20 to 30 are eligible.
Now, how old are you? You're just 19, right?
Yeah, so what? Oh, my God.
R.C., we just want people to know you're 19 years old, so you're gonna be asking, dates of women that are older than you.
You got that right, but here's the thing. They're gonna be wanting to go out with me because they're gonna be wanting to go out with a guy who's half owner of a business that's 8 figures a year. Oh,
no question about it, bro. All right, so they need to do what?
All right, between the ages of 20 and 30, send in a photograph of yourself, a full-length photograph, and then also one photograph of you from the neck up, so of the face. So again, a full-length photograph and then one of the face.
Are there any height? I know that, R.C., how tall are you?
I'm 5'5", okay? Let's not make a big thing out of that.
I'm not making a big thing. Phil, I'm not going to be talked to like this. R.C., why don't you have a little more respect, man? Because we can hang this phone up anytime we want.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. I apologize.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
5'5". Do you have a height requirement of the women?
No, I do not. It doesn't make any no never mind to me. As long as they're, you know what I'm saying? if they're tall and they're solid looking and they get out of bed in the morning without having to use a walker or something, or maybe a plastic leg. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel or anything, but I don't want any women's with plastic legs or anything.
Oh, okay, RC. So you wouldn't want, for instance, a veteran or anything like that?
Come on, General.
All right, let's just let RC have his contest. So what do you want from me?
What do I want from you? I want you to help me judge them. Once a week, I come on the Phil Henry Show, and we do a live video cast, and we put the pictures of the women up on the screen, and guys vote on it.
Not going to happen, RC, okay?
RC, if Phil ever agreed to anything like that, I would probably have to kill him, hide his body, and make a run for the border.
What?
RC, are you out of your mind? Phil's not going to get involved in anything like that. All these ridiculous criteria. This is about you finding a date. And there's the other thing. I just got the paperwork here. What is this? You go out on a date, and there has to be at least making out.
Well, yeah, we're not asking for sex. I'm simply saying...
Wait, hold on. Let me see this. There has to be the makeout?
I'm saying on the first date, at least there's the makeout. Okay?
Oh, the makeout, huh? Not the sex.
No, not sex, but just at least we've got to get to the level of the makeout. And that's all I'm asking about.
And this idea, so the woman can be any height.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I'm 5'5", but 8 figures a year, let me tell you what.
You're not making 8 figures a year. That's how much your old man's plant makes.
That's how much Colin and Son make. That's how much I stand to inherit when Father finally kicks it. And, you know, I mean, I love my father very much, but, you know.
But what?
Well, I mean, the sooner he goes...
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking around.
No, you're not joking around, but you realize what a thudder that was, so you're just backtracking.
I'm just saying that with the kind of money that I stand to make, I think that the women are not going to worry if they're going out with a guy that's 5 inches shorter than they is, okay? Let me tell you what, Mr. Henry, when push comes to shove and somebody's got to deliver the mail, R.C. Collins is on site, and I'm jamming that mail in, and I'm going, have a nice day with a tip of my cap and a zip of my fly.
What a jackass.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, R.C., so you're going to have the girls send us the pictures, then we judge them, huh?
I was hoping so, yeah.
I don't think so, R.C. I don't want any part of that, okay? I just don't want any part of that.
Got Bob Green on line two.
Oh, this ought to be good. Bob Green. Bob Green is called in. Bob Green is calling in here on line two.
I like Mr. Green. Hi, RC. It's Bob Green. How are you doing? I'm good, sir. How are you? I'm good. Listen, don't let these people give you a hard time over how tall you are. My wife, when I was married, was 5'11". The girlfriend I have now, Deborah, is 5'10". And when I show up at the front door with flowers, a three-piece suit, and a limb with the curb, all she knows how to say is, how do you like me, standing up or laying down?
And okay, Bob, that's great. We're talking to a 19-year-old kid here who's asking for women to send pictures so he can eventually marry them.
No. No, you don't want to do that, kid.
Well, what's wrong with that? I want to settle down.
No.
Don't do it, kid. Don't do that. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Don't get married now, kid. The best thing you can do is go out, enjoy yourself, a romp in the wild, wild, wild lilies of the field, in the wild, wild, wild west, okay? In the wild, wild, wild west. Don't get married, kid. Well, I think it would make Father happy, and I know Mother would look forward to it, too. Who cares what Mother thinks or what Father thinks? Kid, enjoy the money you got. Enjoy your time in the sun. Enjoy the beautiful, beautiful women like flowers. Pluck one a night. Don't do it, kid. I got hung up on when I started yelling. Mr. Henry's not going to... He's not hanging up on me. I'm not angry. I'm trying in a plaintive way. Don't do it. How's that, Phil?
That's great. Great. Thanks very much, Bob.
Oh, so you put him up to it, sort of, but I kind of half believed it.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing, and we'll talk to you later. RC, all the best, and I mean that, but all the best for the contest because we're not helping with it.
Did you hang up on me?
No, I did not hang up on you. Where's RC?
RC, where are you?
I just went to take a leak. What did you say?
Nothing.
There you go, Phil. That's how your message is sinking in.
Never mind, RC. Have yourself a good time. I'm sorry I can't help you with the contest.
Mr. Green, can you put these pictures up at your grocery store? What did I just get done telling you, kid? I don't want to help you throw your life away on a wife. Oh, baby.
Have fun, guys.
Good night, Phil.
Well, all's well that I guess it didn't end well, did it?
I don't know that was ever going to end well. I doubt seriously whether he's going to get any kind of a contest going.
If he's got 8 figures a year, if that bottling plant's making it 8 figures a year and he's part owner of that thing, he doesn't need to run any kind of contest. You know the contest he runs? He just walks into the swankiest joint in town, sits on his ass at a table set for two people, and waits. Just waits for it to start parading by. He'll go that one, that one, that one, and that one.
Yeah, all 5'5" of him.
It doesn't matter. Thanks to Bob Green for...
That wasn't done very well.
No, it was not. Anyway, nice try, Bob. Sorry I didn't give you better material to work with. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. This is
Bud Dickman?
Bud Dickman speaking. And don't forget, tonight is the BSP chat start at 7 o'clock Pacific.